Hey, I'm Reggie Ponder, The Real Critic. And this week, we talk about the Melanin Roots and Culture event that's happening at the Music Box Theater for Black History Month. I got a chance to speak with the curator, Tyler Ballantyne, and here's an excerpt from that interview. I am here with Tyler again to talk about the Music Box's Black History program. It's called Melanin Roots and Culture, and it happens during Black History Month. And you know, in honor of that, man, I put on my shirt, Celebrate Black Cinema, because I love it when we are celebrating Black cinema and particularly celebrating Black culture. What's your approach to making sure that you provide a dynamic program?
But my approach really is just, honestly, now I would say it's just finding films that really resonate with us. So that's one thing, just thinking about all the films that I've seen over the years, you know, whether they be, I saw them on BET when I was little, or, you know, me and my mother used to watch them, my father used to watch them, you know, family members, like things that resonate with me as a Black person and then with the other Black people. So definitely with Richard Pryor's Here and Now, and then The Woman King, I thought those two films, you know, they're difference in dates, they're difference in time periods they came out in. Different films, like this one is a live concert stand-up film, then the other is action adventure epic of a story loosely based off of a story of a community in West Africa with women soldiers, you know what I'm saying, fighting, kicking butt. And that's one thing I did want to go ahead and I like doing is showing things that are a little different than out of the ordinary. Like, you know, I could always show an Oscar show film. I can always show, you know what I'm saying, something from Spike Lee. I can always show something from Casey Lemons. But to show this film, a lot of people don't think about it, but then at the same time, it's appropriate for Black history. Go ahead and say this all the time. Our history does not start with the transatlantic slave trade. Our history is very, very broad and very, you know, goes back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So from the motherland to where we are now. So yeah, I definitely want to make sure to include that as well with my programming. Richard Pryor, I mean, to know that this person has basically, is like arguably the greatest stand-up to ever exist in the mainstream world. So, and a lot of things he's done for comedy and things that he's done in terms of, you know, influencing people like Keenan Ivory Wayans and Eddie Murphy, and Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, and you know what I'm saying? It really shows more of how in-depth we can get when we choose film programming. And just when it comes to Black history, he's a part of Black history as well. So The Woman King, I mean, quite honestly, you know, just having this film showing Black women in more of an action adventure type of, you know what I'm saying, type of film, you know, with Viola Davis in it, you know what I'm saying, Lashana Lynch in it, like this is, it's really, and with John Boyega is in it as well, it really just, it's just so eye-opening, so awing, and you know, the picture is beautiful, and you know, the story of, you know what I'm saying, this particular community within, you know, or tribe, I don't, you know, within Africa, in West Africa, how they, you know, how these, this group of women and how, what women have contributed to, you know, society and to, you know, it's all over the world. You know, it's just a good reminder of, you know, what we can see, what we see Black women as typically in film and what Black women are being, you know what I'm saying, being cast as in film and what we can actually, what we can see. And The Woman King did that. When it first came out, people just like, oh my goodness, like this is the film we've been wanting to see forever.
I think a lot of times the highlight of, no disrespect to the feature films, but I think a lot of times the short films are the highlight because they're about subjects and things that we might not get to see, but the ability of these filmmakers from beginning to end to tell a story in 15, 20, or even 30 minutes is phenomenal.
Yeah. So all the short films that we'll have showing, and this is in order, this is a platonic portrait of Black love by Ehlam Yasmin. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Ehlam Yasmin. Second would be Daughters by Brittany Nightingale and Sherrion Culberson. We'll have Man of the People by Amir George. We'll have Cottage Grove by George Elzey Jr. And then Too Thankful, The Revelation by Brendan Smith.
If you could just plug that one more time, that'd be great.
Absolutely. All right. So Melanin Roots and Culture at Music Box Theater this February, kicking off Black History Month, February 1st with Richard Pryor's Here and Now, starting at 10:15. We have a pre-show, a comedy pre-show featuring Jarrell Scott Barnes, Mike Robinson, Arlita Hall, and Jillia Ebanks. Pre-show starts at 10:15 p.m. February 1st. We'll also have tastings for Moore's Beer and selling Moore's Beer in the lounge and at concessions. So Moore's Beer will be out on February 1st. February 23rd at 8 p.m., we have The Woman King. The Woman King will be preceded by a music video screening from local rapper Jay Bambi. Jay Bambi's music video, Church Fan, is going to be played right before, and we're going to give an introduction to that right before the screening, but the introduction and everything starts at 8 p.m. So 8 p.m., February 23rd, The Woman King, Life Within the Lands. Short film, black short film by black creators in Chicago, February 19th and February 25th, 7:30 p.m. We'll also be having a little get together in the lounge beforehand around 5:45 on the 19th. On the 25th, we're just having a screening, but on the 19th, around 5:45, 6 o'clock, we're going to be having food set up. It's going to be my birthday, so my 31st birthday.
So don't forget to check out the Melanin Roots and Culture event at the Music Box Theater. I'm Reggie Ponder, The Real Critic. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic. That's R-E-E-L. And I'll see you next time.